In this bulletin, heatwave expected across Australia. The UN says Israeli killing of Palestinians in West Bank appeared to be summary execution. And in football, Iran vows to boycott World Cup draw in US after visa issues. With all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Severe heatwave conditions are expected to continue in parts of Western Australia, Queensland and the Northern Territory over the weekend. Temperatures are forecast to reach the mid-40s in WA's Kimberley until Monday, while the NT will face maximum temperatures in the low 40s until Sunday. In Queensland, similar conditions will hit parts of the Gulf Country, the North Tropical Coast, Burdekin, Burnett and South East Coast regions. A severe warning for damaging winds is also in place for much of northeastern New South Wales as flood conditions begin to subside in southeast Queensland. A report from the Australian National University says tourism and travel data have been misused to fuel false claims about migration levels in Australia. The report says the data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics has been misused by neo-Nazis and white supremacists to bolster attendance at nationwide anti-immigration rallies in major cities. The authors of the report say the ABS data used gives an inflated sense of incoming migration by capturing all sorts of people who are not migrants in any capacity. ANU Migration Hub Director Alan Gamlin says saying immigration is out of control when that is not true is divisive and damaging to social cohesion. The United Nations says Israel's killing of two Palestinian men in the West Bank appeared to be a summary execution. Footage of the attack, captured by Palestine TV, shows Israeli security forces in the West Bank city of Jenin opening fire on two men after they appeared to surrender. UN Human Rights Office spokesperson Jeremy Lawrence says the UN is appalled.
Killings of Palestinians by Israeli security forces and settlers in the occupied West Bank have been surging without any accountability, even in the rare case when investigations are announced. Following yesterday's incident, which was caught on film by a TV channel, an internal review was announced, but statements by a senior Israeli government official sought to absolve Israeli security forces of responsibility.
Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad has claimed one of the men as one of its commanders and the other as a fighter. In the United States, immigration lawyers and advocates are condemning President Donald Trump's announcement via social media that he will stop migration from what he calls all third world countries. Mr. Trump has escalated anti-migration measures since the shooting on Wednesday of two National Guards that investigators say was carried out by an Afghan national who entered the US in 2021 under a resettlement program. The United Nations has urged the US to commit to providing access and due process to asylum seekers. President of the Migration Policy Institute, Andrew Seal, says Mr. Trump's latest announcement makes no sense.
The immigrants that come to the United States tend to be very well educated. So there isn't really a correlation between poor countries and low-income immigrants. And there isn't a correlation also between low-income immigrants and crime. Low-income immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than the average American, actually.
And to sport now, officials of Iran's football team say they've decided to boycott the 2026 World Cup draw in Washington next week because the US denied visas to members of their delegation. President Donald Trump's administration announced in June a travel ban on citizens from 12 countries, including Iran. Exemptions, however, were promised for any athlete or member of an athletic team, including coaches, support personnel and immediate relatives, travelling for major sports events. Iran's state-run news agency quoted Iranian Soccer Federation spokesman Amir Mahdi Alavi as saying that officials faced visa obstacles that go beyond sports considerations. There was no immediate comment from the White House. And that's all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.